This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
A part of it, you know, in the beginning, and, you know, I was just so happy and thrilled for them. I wanted them to win all along, you know, and they deserve it. You know, they got great coaches, great players, and everybody, you know, comes and does their job.
What was it like for you not being a part of that as they were winning Super Bowls?
Well, it was hard, but, you know, I had to just, you know, think about, you know, the good positive things. I was so, you know, excited for, you know, Coach Reed to win multiple Super Bowls. You know, I wanted to be, you know, the guy to help him do that too. So I still got a lot of close friends on this team, and, you know, I couldn't be more excited for them to, you know, see them achieve their goals.
You
went to Patrick's wedding, and he referenced it, and the coach referenced a conversation he had with you at that wedding. Can you talk about that day? Did you have any idea that it was going to be so big?
I mean, it was just great. You know, Pat and I came in together. We've been real tight since we, you know, entered the NFL. And, you know, it was one of those great weddings. It was like perfect, and, you know, getting to see all those guys and, you know, be around them, hang out and enjoy it. Honestly, I thought it was gonna be, you know, I was with Cleveland at the time still, but, you know, if they had the chance, they would try to get me back and stuff like that. So it was kind of, it made me feel good. I just wanted to make sure I just keep doing the right thing and, you know, taking care of my family and going out there and showing up on tape.
Pat and Andy are very day by day, you know, put in the work today. But, yeah. You know, thinking long term, what would a championship, a ring mean in the course of this journey to kind of sort of come full circle in that sense?
I mean, that's been my goal. I feel like any player who steps on the football field wants to, you know, get a championship ring. And, you know, it'll be, you know, a dream come true for me ever since I was a little kid. And, you know, I couldn't be more excited to, you know, help these guys defend that title. And, you know, come back around here and see all these familiar faces and, you know, family here.
Craig, what was it like emotionally for you to come back here with the feeling of a second chance to be part of this?
You said, what was it like?
Yeah, emotionally to feel like you're coming back with a second chance to be part of it all.
I mean, it was a lot, honestly. It was, you know, a lot of emotions. I was very excited, you know, a little nervous and stuff like that. So I said, these guys know me. I just got to go and be myself, man.
What were kind of the first thoughts that entered your mind as you walked in the building?
What was my first thought? I mean, honestly, my first thought is the building smelled the same. Like, I mean, looks the same. And it was just, you know, brought back so many memories. And I couldn't be more excited, you know, to go play for a head coach like Coach Reed.
Can you take us through the process of, you know, figuring out that there was interest there and just
finding
up here?
Well, I'm not really sure. It just worked out at the end of the day. Got the call, we got on the phone and talked about it and was on the flight.
Go ahead, Craig.
Can you tell us about your conversation with Coach Reed when you got here, what that was like, and what sort of things he tried to get across and wanted to express to him?
Oh, our conversation was good. We just caught up, you know, he asked about my family, how everything was going. I asked him about his family and stuff like that. We just, you know, we just left off. He knows what type of person I am, and he just said, man, you just do what you've been doing, keep your nose clean, and, you know, stay focused, and everything's going to, you know, come full circle for you.
We're going to go around the room. Steve, go ahead.
Kareem, Coach Reed talked about you coming off hernia surgery last year, fighting back through that. How healthy are you now, and what can you, you know, bring to this offense?
Well, honestly, I fought through that all last year, you know, and I actually got that done this offseason, and I feel great, you know. So I'm glad that I was able to get healthy and, you know.
All right, we'll go right back out to Kareem Hunt in just a second. You're listening to Kareem Hunt right here on your home for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. You could tell already how excited he is to
he
be back.
He sounds so happy to be
in,
here.
In Kansas City. All right, let's go back out there.
If you are able to play for the rest of the season, just what do you hope to sort of prove to yourself more than anyone else?
Well, you know, it's still hard to envision. I guess once that day comes, it's gonna feel real because, you know, it's been a long time coming. I can't wait to put on the red again and, you know, go out there with, you know, these guys and put it all on the line for them. And I envision going out there and, you know, whatever I'm asked to do, just do it at the highest level and, you know, help find a way to, you know, keep this winning going on around here.
Kareem, are you the same player you were when you were here the last time around? Are you capable of still doing the same things you did for the Chiefs back then?
Yeah, I believe I'm very capable of that still. And I'm excited to go, you know, help shock the world and show them I still got it.
We'll go last couple, Nick and then Todd. Go ahead, Nick.
Kareem, from 2018 when you're here until now, kind of what differences do you see in this team and kind of the culture overall?
I see a lot of, you know, talent around here, and they had a bunch of talent ever since I was here. And I just seen, you know, the way, you know, Pat has grown and matured and, you know, became the leader of this team. Because when my rookie year, I played with Alex, and he was like that. So I feel like just seeing the player he turned in to be, and I couldn't be more happier.
Back in 18, it seemed to be a decision made at the ownership level. Have you not been on the team anymore? Have you take me back to that time, and then have you had conversations with ownership to come back here, and what were those like maybe?
I mean, yeah, through that time, I was just, you know, I would say I was going through a lot, so I really just had to focus on myself at that time, and you know, those guys wanted the best for me and cared for me, and, you know, I hate the situation that it came down to, but honestly, I feel like it made me stronger, a stronger person, you know, and, you know, taught me a lot about myself. So I was able to, you know, reflect and, you know, learn from it and just bounce back. And then ownership, I'll hopefully get to talk to him soon. You know, I just don't like I don't really know what to say about that.
Matt? Kareem, I'm sure the last couple weeks have been a bit of a whirlwind. How did being on the scout team last week just help you get into the swing of things and prepare you for this week?
You know, it just felt good being out there running the football again and playing football. And honestly, that's what you need to do to get, you know, football ready, game ready, is go out there and practice and, you know, make those sudden cuts and finish your runs and stuff like that. So I feel like it did a good job of preparing me, and I can't wait to keep stacking days.
Okay, thanks, Kareem.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so that was Kareem Hunt, very excited to be back in Kansas City. He said he admitted, like, he never thought he'd rejoin. I did not think I'd end up back here after leaving the Chiefs in 2018, getting cut from the Chiefs, and who could blame him? I mean, that's why we were surprised when he got brought back as well. I mean, if he's surprised, it's not crazy. Some of you were like, why are you guys surprised he's coming back? And the player himself is surprised that he's back in Kansas City. We all know the circumstances and everything.
I have to imagine when he got cut from the team the first time, there's no way he thought he was coming back.
Yeah, but he definitely I will say he sounds very, very appreciative to be back in this spot, understands the Super Bowls that have been won since he's been gone, and now he knows he's paired back up with Andy Reid to win, quote, multiple Super Bowls. Or he was excited for Coach Reid to win multiple Super Bowls in hopes, obviously, that he can keep the momentum going.
Help him do that for the same thing. I know we'll react more to Kareem Hunt here in just a little bit.